This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. As we do in the second hour, replaying a couple of our more listened to episodes, both in terms of market commentators and company updates. I'm going to replay some of the more generalist technical traders that we had on the show throughout the week talking about the markets and also the resource sectors, and then in the back two segments, a couple company updates that were well received, and also some of the more interesting companies that we had on last week in a bit of a different realm, both with different value propositions. I hope you all enjoy these interviews. Starting off with Dana Lyons, this interview was posted on Thursday. We're going to be talking about the U.S. equity markets, kind of the flatlining that we have seen from that pretty powerful momentum throughout the start of this year, but second quarter now showing a bit more weakness, maybe. And we'll also get into some of the commodities and underlying commodity stocks, which have really kicked it into high gear just in the last couple months. Chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, also editor of the Lion Share Pro, which we will link to below. Dana, let's start off with U.S. markets. As I said, as we turn the calendar over to the second quarter, we've seen a, I guess, slowdown or a stop in terms of the upward momentum that was coming at us week after week. Big question being, is this more of a consolidation for the markets, or is this just the start of a potentially larger correction? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. As of now, according to our data, or according to our models, we don't see anything to suggest that a top is in place, that something too serious is imminent on the downside. More or less what you mentioned, which was kind of consolidation, a pause in the rally, which really, I mean, since the bottom in October, if you look at the large caps, I think there have been like two down weeks since October before the last couple weeks, this week and last week. So it's been a heck of a run. No surprise to see some steam get let out of the rally, nor is it unhealthy. So as of now, I don't see any signs that make us too nervous that an imminent top is at hand or has been put in. The other part of the equation is the broader market. Some of the smaller caps and the broader measures like the advanced decline line, which just broke out to new all-time highs, something like the value line arithmetic average, which tracks the average stock performance in the market, that recently broke out to an all-time high. So these types of broad moves higher don't typically per simultaneous with an important market top. So I think the top is still out a little ways from here.
Well, and Dana, you had mentioned to us off mic that you were still even positioning in a few sectors on the long side that you thought, hey, they still have some upside just in the near term. What were some of those sectors that you were positioning in?
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about it recently. There's been no shortage of good relative strength names and good-looking charts. So something like technology and the large caps, which have run substantially, those would not be the areas we'd be chasing necessarily. Technology's been cooling off for a bit, but I think setting up for that next run higher. But if you look at areas that have kind of not run as much, maybe just getting going or broke out and are pulling back, testing that breakout level, some of the broader areas, some of the small cap names, mid cap, the equal weight S&P, which broke out, it's another broad average, pulling back, testing that breakout area, like the mid caps, and then some of, from a sector perspective, we like some of the potential in the healthcare names. VHT would be one ticker that recently broke out, pulling back, and might be setting up another up move, but something that's not extended like technology got. So there are names out there that have better potential right now and maybe not the risk in the immediate term that some of the larger caps and some of the tech names have filled just in the course of a normal pullback.
So one thing we've heard from some other commentators is this theme of rotation. Money staying within the markets, moving to different sectors depending on which ones are maybe lagging compared to the ones that have completely outperformed. Dana, do you agree with this comment? What do you think?
I think to some extent that's the case within the equity market itself. You know, it's a sign of a healthy equity market when you hit a bump in a road or consolidation and money doesn't necessarily pour out of the market, but it finds somewhere else within the equity market to go. And I think we're seeing that, and that's a sign of, similar to what I was mentioning before, some of the newer relative strength names or newer relative strength potential names that could see rotation with a lot of this equity money that wants to stay in the market and chase this thing higher. So I think that's a healthy thing. Another sign that probably this equity rally is not necessarily over yet, just the fact that the money wants to stay in the equity market. And it's going to chase whatever areas that we're seeing potential in. So I think that rotational thing, there is something to that, and it's probably a constructive sign and another sign that maybe the ultimate top is still out of ways.
Well, Dana, another sector that has had money chasing it higher has been the commodity sector, really across the board. But let's just start off looking at the precious metals. Look at gold popping to new all-time highs, silver finally getting moving, and the precious metals stocks. How are you looking at the precious metal sector here and now?
Yeah, and we've talked about it for a long time, how constructive gold has been set up for a while, just waiting for that breakout. Finally, we did get it. And we've seen that continued run because it did consolidate for a while before, you know, breaking out, before trying that breakout. So it has stored up some energy really for the last 4 years. So that tends to lend itself to a more persistent breakout. So we see more upside there in gold. And then silver, we've really talked about how gold is really across the precious metals complex, really the key. Once that breakout occurred, then that should lift the rest of the ships, including, you know, silver, copper, and then even the miners, which, you know, after a frustrating period of not much movement, those are getting going as well. And I think gold, like we said, was going to lift all ships, and we're seeing that now.
What are you seeing in the gold stocks? GDX, GDXJ, those charts where they're very close to 52-week highs, but you zoom out 3-4 years and it's a little blip on the whole downtrend.
Yeah, for sure. Like gold has consolidated, pretty much moved sideways for 4 years. Miners have more or less moved lower for 4 years. So definitely as far as catch-up potential would certainly have maybe a little bit more juice in them than gold, the metal itself. So, and I think we're seeing that since the bottom a couple months ago, you've seen the miners, whether it's GDX, the silver miners, or even the copper miners, really shooting right up through several layers of resistance pretty much all at once. And I think that's one of the reasons we've held on to those positions for a while when we've talked about it. We've held them more or less like a call option. Pretty confident that eventually they were going to move. We just didn't know when. But when they move, they're probably going to move pretty darn fast. And we're starting to see maybe the beginning of that. So it's nice to see, like you said, GDX approaching those really multi-year highs back again at around that 36 level. Then you have silver miners, junior miners, SILJ approaching that T12 level again, and then copper miners have really led the way as far as the miners are concerned, and then approaching, you know, multi-year highs as well, or hitting a multi-year high. So I think this is the best the complex has looked in a long time.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Second segment of the second hour. This is a replay from Monday when we chatted with T.G. Watkins, another technical trader who has been very good at isolating the uptrends and playing those uptrends. To listen to that full interview, click on that Monday posting. We're going to be looking at some of the strongest sectors out there, as well as the general rotation we continue to see within financial markets, more on a technical basis, as we are chatting with T.G. Watkins, Director of Stocks over at Simpler Trading, also editor of the Profit Pilot website. T.G., first and foremost, you are always very good at isolating the sectors, the individual stocks that have some of the strongest or at least most opportune trends for trading the long side. As of right now, and I know this changes sometimes week to week, definitely month to month, what are you seeing? What are some of the strongest trends on your radar?
I would say probably the energy sector and the precious metals sector. They have definitely been showing outsized returns, especially when the rest of the market's kind of topping out, flagging, taking a little bit of a break.
Well, within the commodity sector, are there, and the precious metals and energy, there's also the resource stocks. So how are you looking at things like the precious metal stocks or the energy stocks?
Well, if we start with the precious metals, we know that, well, if we start with gold, and this is something that I was talking about with our subscribers and, you know, being out on the social medias, that if we look at basically the turn of the new year, 2024, we could see that the monthly or even the weekly chart on GLD, those candle bars, where the bodies of the candles were actually staying elevated compared to the last three tops going all the way back to 2020 for gold. And so I was telling people, like, look, it's just a matter of time until gold finally moves up and breaks out, because these candle bars are actually doing fantastically, and the price is flagging quite nicely and then starting to hold these moving averages. And then sure enough, you know, finally had its streak to where it broke out. And then it had a little bit of a pull, gold didn't pull back. It actually just flagged sideways till about, March 20th, something around there. I'm looking at the charts, and then it was able to just move up again. So that was kind of the last opportunity to get a really pretty sweet spot into gold. Up at this point, I feel like we're really chasing it. Of course, things can keep going higher and longer than we think, but it's really tough to want to go be buying it up here. It's kind of the same thing if you looked at gold March 8th, March 7th, 11th, something around there. It then pulled back, and that was your opportunity to get in. Silver, same thing. Silver has been basing for, gosh, I'm going to go back, like, late 2022. A couple of years that it's just been going sideways, and finally you see on the monthly chart you get this massive breakout. And as I said, with gold, you don't want to go chase it too much, because if you look at, for silver, if you look at March 18th, that was the high. That's kind of the same thing as we're experiencing today. You don't really want to go chase that, because look, 5 days later, March 26th, that's where it pulled back into the daily 21, and then it gave you another shot up. So just to catch those ebbs and those flows, and just don't chase it too much up like that. And then you should be okay. We'll have to see how far this can go. I don't want to go chase it here, and we'll see if there's another opportunity to get in.
Let's take a look at the GDX chart, because gold, look, there's no doubt, gold has broken out and kept building on those breakouts to all-time highs. GDX, that has moved to, I believe, a 52-week high, but on the back of that, actually, GDX isn't even at a 52-week high yet, but look, there's a lot more upper head resistance here, because it's not even at all-time highs. So what's the discrepancy here, especially how you would be trading GDX?
Well, I mean, the same thing. I don't want to be chasing these things too much, because they do have a history of running up high and then pulling back hard. So just got to be prudent with this stuff. It's not very wise to try and chase up here. Now, I could be wrong for a few days. This thing could keep going a little bit higher. But if I were to look at this, I'd say it's probably like a 90-10 ratio as far as how much further this goes before it wants to pull back. That's just my opinion. That's kind of how I see things. And I think that there should be opportunity to get in, because if these things are really going to persist for a while, and if they're going to go further, then you just wait for those opportunities. You need to wait for those nice pitches to come across home plate instead of trying to reach for this thing and then strike out.
Well, TG, you mentioned energy, and what's interesting with energy is for a while oil was stuck channeling sideways. It's finally broken above 80 and gotten up to the mid-80s, but these oil stocks kept going up even while it was channeling sideways. I wonder if the same kind of thing can happen with the gold stocks, where even if the gold price was to make a lateral move for a while and just correct in time, could the stocks keep moving up like we saw energy stocks keep moving up when oil stagnated?
You know, honestly, that's a really hard one to say, and I don't know the oil space too well or well enough to really say that, but I've been looking at the gold miners and the Bitcoin miners, not that they're anything related, but to notice that the gold stocks or the gold itself, the underlying was doing well, and same thing with Bitcoin doing well, but then the miners were totally getting hammered, and you could see that even with GDX just getting actually hammered before this recent move up, and same thing with Bitcoin miners. They're just kind of not doing well, even though today Bitcoin is up quite a bit. And so, I don't know. I mean, usually you think that there is more of a connection between those two things, but in both these situations, they've been breaking down, so I don't know then how oil for then oil companies is then relating. I don't know. But if we look at actually XOP and we look at XLE, or if we even look at USO, they are all having very similar patterns. And that basically means that the pullback that we had, late January, did finally start to move up. And then it's been pretty persistent since then. And I've been telling our subscribers and our traders for several weeks now, I said, yeah, energy, oil, it looks good. It hasn't broken down over the last couple of years. It actually has just been in a very long-term flag. And this looks like the more legitimate move. There was kind of that first move up, let's see here, last summer, looks like June, July, something like that, all the way up into maybe September. And that was kind of the first thing. People were saying, like, oh, is this it? And then it started to break down and pull back. And now that this is moving, like, this one definitely looks more real. I mean, XOP looks like it's about to break out anyway, which, again, hard to chase it, but it just says that, yes, there's some strength here. If we can get a pullback from here, then keep an eye out for that and watch for the next move after that. But this does tell me that this is looking pretty strong.
Okay, very interesting. We have been commentating on how the major oil companies, the larger ones, were performing still very well as oil was moving sideways, and it was the smaller ones lagging. But as you said, look at that XOP chart, very close to breaking out to multi-year highs here. Back to GDX, though, in terms of a natural correction and maybe another good buying opportunity, what levels would you be looking at? What moving averages would you be looking at?
Well, a lot of times I like to look at either moving averages or trend lines. And if you look at GDX, there is a diagonal trend line from the upper left to the lower right, if you just take the entire monthly chart. And you can see that it's breaking out from that trend line. And a lot of times you'll see that price will want to come and back test that. So if it can break out over a trend line that used to be resistance, it'll then come back down to test the top side of that for support. So if that happens, depending on time, it could, if we look at GDX, could actually come down to, I don't know, somewhere around $31. That's just kind of a thought. And what that would also be is perhaps the weekly 8 EMA. That would also make a lot of sense, because right now I'm seeing that price is very far away from the weekly 8 EMA, and that's just for me typically a no-go.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. After Baltimore's Key Bridge collapsed last month when a cargo ship hit a support, it put about 8,000 people out of work. Dock workers struggling with how long they can hold on before seeking alternative employment. If you haven't filed your 2023 tax return with the IRS yet and you still owe income tax for last year, the good news is you have time before you're penalized. Most filers have until 11:59 p.m. Monday. Some, however, get an extra day or two if they live in Maine, Massachusetts, or Washington, D.C., due to observed holidays. President Biden actively campaigning for his re-election to black voters. Friday, he spoke at the National Action Network, a prominent organization dedicated to advancing racial justice and civil rights causes. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Time for company updates. This first update, I think, is a very interesting company. I'd love to hear what all of you have to think of it. Not gold or silver, but resources. So please have a listen. It was posted on Thursday. I'd love to hear all of your thoughts. I'm introducing a new company, Temes Resources. This company is focused on critical minerals in Quebec. Company already has a PEA that was just released in February, as well as a very tight share structure. They completed a 9-for-1 share consolidation, cleaned up the company in the last about 1 to 2 years, and now is moving forward on the flagship LaBlanche project. I'm chatting with the executive chairman, Kyler Hardy. Temes Resources traded on the CSE under the symbol TMAS, on the OTCQB under the symbol TMASF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 26P0. Now, Kyler, we will get into the PEA and the disconnect between market capitalization and the numbers in that PEA, but first things first, look, the critical minerals that you're looking for in Quebec at that flagship LaBlanche project is mostly focused on titanium dioxide. Now, that project is titanium, vanadium, and iron, but talk to me a little bit, please, about this titanium dioxide market.
Absolutely, Corey. It's great to be here. Our titanium dioxide is not really a mineral that's necessarily talked about very very much, but it is used in almost everything that we touch on a daily basis. It's a naturally occurring oxide of titanium, obviously, with a high refractory index. Its main market is the paint industry. So all of your walls, all of your viewers' walls or listeners' walls here, there's titanium dioxide in the paint. It makes it bright. It makes it pop in the paint on the cars. It gives it a resiliency, but also, you know, makes your car nice and bright. Outside of that, that's about 60% of the market globally. The next biggest use is in plastics. So just shy of 30% is used as a component of plastics. Again, a brightener for it, but also making that plastic more resilient. And finally, making paper white and your cosmetics and medication to make those pills and lipsticks and whatnot pop again. It really is to enhance the, I guess, the refractory or the reflection of paint and color pigments globally. So those are the main uses. You know, just outside of that, China is the main consumer, and followed closely by South Korea, Japan, the U.S., and the U.K. So it is classified as a critical mineral, and it's growing. The market is growing on average between 5 to 6.5% annually.
Now, what about the pricing mechanism here? Explain further how titanium dioxide is priced, how volatile the pricing can be.
So that's one of the nice things. It's not quoted on an open exchange. It's a long-term offtake negotiation for it. End users want to be able to take a specific mineral or a specific composition of that mineral and others and put it through their process. So it's usually 5, 10, 15-year offtake agreements. Those are negotiated with escalating prices in them. But currently, those longer-term offtakes are sitting in the $3,300 US a ton range, so quite robust. Our economics, I'll just touch on that briefly, we did that at $2,200 just to make sure that there was some wiggle room in there, but it's consistently growing with the economy overall on the pricing side.
All right, let's get into the project then, the LaBlanche project in Quebec, the PEA released in February of this year. Some big numbers here, a post-tax NPV, 8% discount rate of $6.6 billion Canadian, an IRR post-tax of 60.8%. There are some large capital expenditures here, excluding sustaining capital of $1.3 billion Canadian. Take us through some more of the PEA numbers showing the economics, potential economics of this asset.
Absolutely, and let's just clarify: it is a PEA, so there is some wiggle room as we go into the pre-feas and feasibility study here, as we tighten those costs and those IRR components up. We're quite pleased; those numbers are sizable, to say the least. Our resource is one of the things that we really like to point at here: 208 million tons. We took the massive oxide and added in the semi-massive oxide on this go-around as well, so that nearly doubled our resource from a historic resource that was on the project when we originally bought it. Our TiO2 equivalent, titanium dioxide equivalent, is 16.7%, which is a fantastic number. That includes vanadium pentoxide as well as iron in the makeup there, but it gives us over 25 million tons of titanium dioxide by itself and over 85 million tons of contained iron in the project. So it really stands out there globally as a relevant titanium dioxide project. I'll just point at one other close by us, is Rio Tinto's Lac-Tio mine. It's been operating for nearly 70 years at the current run rate. They still have at least 30 years left of production on that asset, and they train all that material down to their La Havre Met facility on the St. Lawrence Seaway. So it's a similar type of deposit that we've got here. They've shown that it can work. So some of the pieces around us as well is, you know, our life of mine, 14 years. That's not the entire resource. That's most of the resource, but there is some additional. And finally, we picked up the LaBlanche extension project to our west, which brings in two more mineralized lenses for sure, and potentially a third on the west side of our proposed pit. So we've got the region under ownership now, as well as it becomes a regional play for, you know, for a larger party to potentially partner with us to develop it.
So when it comes to grade, comparison of grade, can you give us some comparison to that nearby mine, to any of the global mines out there?
It's actually a little bit more difficult than that. So there's two titanium dioxide or minerals that contain titanium dioxide. There's rutile and there's ilmenite. We're an ilmenite deposit. We are lower grade than the Rio Tinto project by a fairly sizable margin, by at least 5 or 8% at least on an equivalent basis. But you know what? They were there first. They can have the higher grade one. We'll take one of a sizable nature that does compare in tonnage to them when they first got operating years ago. You start to look at the rutile projects out there, and those rutile projects are significantly higher, but it's processing a sand component, and those ones are not always smaller, but they are harder to come by globally. So you've got a lot of production out of West Africa with, I believe it's Iluka operating there, and the Kwale project in East Africa, as well as a number of other, including Rio Tinto and Iluka, having a number of projects in East Africa and Australia. But a lot of that production goes to China, so we're not seeing it over here necessarily into the Canadian, U.S., and European met facilities that are processing it.
So how much work has gone into this project to build up this resource and move through the PEA? And then what further work do you do, whether it be focused on expanding the resource or further de-risking this asset?
That's a great question, and one that we're working on a thorough answer for right now. But just to outline some of the previous work, you know, there's over 20,000 meters of drilling that went into this project historically between the Lablache and the Lablache extension. Significant historic metallurgical work, including a pilot program that we ran on the project with our ORF technology, a partnership we have out of Toronto with a group of metallurgists. Finally, what we're going to be doing next is, you know, community engagement. We need to start talking with the local population around us, baseline environmental, additional drilling in order to move part of the inferred resource into proven and probable. The first 3 to 5 years of potential mine life is what we're looking for. We anticipate someplace around a 10 to 15,000 meter drill program to do that later on this year. And all of that will, including some trade-off studies in order to figure out the best method of moving forward, will lead into a pre-feas or potentially even a feasibility over the coming 2 years here, which we're very excited about, and really think it will highlight the, you know, the significant opportunity of the Lablache project here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alright, final segment of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Thank you all for tuning in. This final segment is a replay from a company interview from Defense Metals. This was aired on Wednesday. I get a lot of questions about defense, so I hope this answers a lot of them. Please, everyone, keep in touch, and I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. Getting an update from Defense Metals, and we're going to be talking about the company's continued shipments of concentrates to large companies here. I get a lot of questions about this, asking when are we going to get some updates on what these other companies think of these shipments? Well, that's why I'm bringing on Craig Taylor, CEO of Defense Metals, to discuss. Defense Metals is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DEFN, on the OTCQB under the symbol DFMTF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 35D. Now, Craig, let's talk about the concentrates that have been shipped. We even had another news release about a month ago on March 4th that the company shipped mixed rare earth carbonate to two major REE, rare earth element companies. Craig, talk to us about this process, more from a high level. You ship these concentrates. What happens next when they're in the hands of these other companies?
Oh, what happens next? They're put in a queue for testing. All the feedback we've got from everyone who sent it to has been very positive. A lot have completed their testing. Some have come back. One, for instance, came back and said, we love everything. It ticks all the boxes, but we'd like the manganese taken out. So we went back to SGS. We reviewed that, took the manganese out, shipped them another sample, and they said, perfect. This is exactly what we need. This is compatible with our processing. And so we're in deep discussions with that company. Another one's come back and said the same thing, and we're waiting on about four more. The Asian partners that we shipped to, they said, we love it. We want 100% of your offtake. So, you know, to put in perspective, it's such a large deposit. We're going to be partnering with two, maybe three processors globally, and we're in the room with every major player. So there's not too many rare earth companies on the planet that can say that. First of all, just to produce a carbonate at this level is very difficult. It's taken us 5 years. So it's a bit misleading when you see these rare earth companies coming out and saying, well, we've got the biggest deposit, we're going to supply all of this to the world. They still have to do 5 years of network. So we've done that. That's sort of the holy grail of processing. And yeah, we're ready to partner. Who that's going to be is undetermined yet. But as I said, we're in the room with every major player globally.
Okay, so the end goal there being offtake agreements. Is this about these companies selecting defense metals and the type of rare earth elements that you produce? Or is it about you selecting the type of companies that you want to send these rare earth elements to?
Well, we're going to be very careful of who we partner with. We've had offers from two majors previously, but it was too early for us. And they did extensive due diligence and came to site and went to SGS. So everyone needs what we have. We've got to be very selective and careful of who we partner with, and whether that's a JV, whether it's an offtake agreement, is yet to be determined. We're also speaking with military contractors that just want to secure offtake because it's so scarce and they've got a mandate by which they can no longer accept any military components with Chinese rare earths in them. So there's a number of conversations going on. They're all very positive. And we'll have more clarity in the coming weeks leading up to the PFS on at least one of those partnerships.
So when, or I guess I should say if, an offtake agreement, the initial offtake agreement is signed, what more does Defense Metals need to do on the asset in terms of production to start immediately satisfying that offtake agreement?
Well, anything we do is not going to be shipped for 4 years from now. We have to get into production. So with the sample that they've tested, any of them, they'll be confident that we can produce that. Now, we have to do it in volume. That'll be part of the feasibility study. We'll do larger piloting programs, and that's going to kick off this summer with the work we're going to do on feasibility post-PFS.
All right. I'll follow along as you continue to advance with hopefully some offtake agreement coming and then how you further move the project forward. That's that Waseda project in BC. Let's talk about a new board member being appointed. That was announced April 3rd. Talk to us about how this individual, give us a background on him and how he helps move the company forward potentially in this whole offtake agreement side.
Yeah, Guy Desselier is a major player globally. He's been involved in significant mining projects in Russia, in Africa, in North America, and in Europe. He is the owner of HCF, which is Hatch Corporate Finance, and we signed an agreement with them a number of months ago. And the reason we picked Hatch to help us in Europe is they've worked with Arafura, and what they did for Arafura is they got an offtake agreement with Siemens out of Germany, and that was then backed by a German investment of about $150 million. They then proceeded to get an offtake agreement with Hyundai out of Korea, and that was backed with about $150 million from the Korean government. The Canadian government, actually, EDC Bank, helped finance them, and now they've just been awarded $500 million from the Australian government. So we hope to emulate that. They've achieved this in the past, and Guy's been instrumental in those talks. He's also a significant shareholder in Solvay, which is one of the largest processors in Europe.
What about continuing to build out the team then? Any other maybe board members that are coming on, any other team members that you need to add that does help move the company forward?
Yeah, we are looking to strengthen the board further. We have a couple candidates that we're looking at. In fact, one of them is going to SGS this week to do further due diligence, and I think that would be a great announcement if that comes to fruition. And then there's another major executive that's showing interest as well. So, you know, we're hoping to combine offtake, board appointments, PFS, all into feasibility starting in June of this year.
Now, with this PFS coming up, what should investors be looking at here? What moves the needle, not just for the investment community, but potentially also for any of these offtake agreements? Any other companies looking at the type of rare earths that you can produce?
Yeah, well, we did have news out recently on some of the MET work we've done. This was approved by Hatch, and this is the number that they're comfortable putting in the PFS. And that stated that we're able to produce a 50% concentrate. And as far as I can tell, that's the second best concentrate in the world behind Mountain Pass. So that was significant. That's going to move the needle. I think the pricing that we'll be using will have bearing on the PFS as well. We used very conservative pricing for our PEA, and we're looking to cut costs in several areas. So I think the numbers are going to look great. I think it's going to be a robust PFS, but we're still getting all those numbers together. But I'm not at all concerned about the PFS. In fact, I think it's going to be one of the best that's out there.
Okay. Well, then, Craig, investment angle for the company here. Look, defense has been shipping these carbonates to potential offtake agreements or potential offtake companies. This is a big stepping stone for a company. I was talking to you a couple of years ago where you were looking forward to getting to this stage, and now you're coming out with a PFS. You want to further de-risk the project. What should investors, if they are in this stock or looking at this stock, what moves the needle for them? How does defense stand out in their portfolio?
Well, I think we're going to be partnering with several strategics. You know, it takes a lot for these companies to vet you and put an investment into a junior miner. And with all the work we've done and being at this stage, I'm confident we're going to have strategic investments. I'm also confident we're going to have government help in one capacity or another. So, you know, given China's desire to suppress the Western industry as far as rare earths go, governments are waking up to that fact. You see some massive investments, and given that we are the most advanced rare earth project in North America behind Mountain Pass, there's a real need to have onshoring, they're calling it. That's processing and deposits in North America, so we're well positioned to fill that need.
What about potential government support in any way? Have you been getting any updates from the government? Could investors expect anything coming from the government to further support this project?
Yeah, we have several applications in, again, with a lot of military contractors, with the U.S. government, with the Canadian government, and they don't really give you updates. We give them updates as we progress, which I think helps our chances, but we're hoping to get a yes or no on several fronts within the next month or so.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327.
Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.